Bundesliga.
Almost, but not quite. Dortmund against Wolfsburg is the final of the DFB Pokal this year. 7 o'clock, the kickoff time for this one, and Dortmund are 13-10. The draw is 13-5. And Wolfsburg are 19-10. This one being played at the Olympiastadion in Berlin. And it should be a great game, this, Ray. A fantastic season for Wolfsburg. A poor one for Dortmund, on balance. Dortmund, though, have really picked themselves up and sorted themselves out since Christmas. And they've only lost to Juventus, although twice, Bayern Munich, and away to Mönchengladbach and Wolfsburg since January. Their form is picking up. Wolfsburg have been great all season, but haven't managed to just, you know, in the Europa League it was sort of couldn't quite get past Napoli in the quarters. In the league they were never going to live with Bayern, but you can almost accept that. They would like to win this. Not that Dortmund wouldn't, of course, because they would almost need to get something out of it just to save their season, if you like.
A bit of European football.
Exactly, it would get them into Europe, but whatever happens, whatever pressures are on, you've got two sides here that can attack, and this should be a really good game.
Yeah, I mean, two of the most exciting teams in the league. Mm. Dortmund, despite not being great all season, are incredibly exciting. Wolfsburg, for me, have been the most exciting team.
They've been a breath of fresh air, haven't they?
In Germany, and one of the most exciting teams in Europe this year. I mean, of course, the bigger boys are always going to be up there, but you know they've really, really done well this season, Wolfsburg, without sounding patronising.
No,
but they do need something to show for it as well because they did. I was a huge fan of Wolfsburg in the Europa League, and I think you know it was a failure. Mm. You know, yes, Napoli are a good side, but they should have done better than that. So they're a successful club. You know, they won the league a few years ago. This is a side who should be winning trophies. So this is a big game for them, but it's not as big a game as it is for Dortmund.
Yeah.
Jürgen Klopp's last game and a chance to get into Europe and a chance, as you said, to salvage something from what's been a bit of a joke of a season, real up and down. They're coming to it in form now. You mentioned the 2015 form is good. I think Wolfsburg peaked too soon. They've been on the decline now for a couple of months. Mm. And I think Dortmund take this, you know.
Okay, Dortmund are 13-10, the draw 13-5. Wolfsburg 19-10. Headline offers: Aubameyang to score, Dortmund to win at threes, Kevin De Bruyne to score, Wolfsburg to win at fives. Match on both teams to score. Dortmund are threes, the draw is threes. Wolfsburg are 15 to floor. Plenty of interesting markets there. Surely you can afford to take the risk and the price boost, if you like, that both teams score in this, and if you want to have a fancy either way, as you fancy Dortmund, you're erring towards Dortmund.
Yes.
3-1 for Dortmund to win and both teams to score is pretty big.
It is big, yeah, and you know that is one of the bets I've got down here.
In 90 minutes, of course, not to to lift the trophy.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't see Wolfsburg being kept out, mm-hmm. even if you do think Dortmund win, and vice versa. You know, you can't see either of these two sides really being kept out. Some great attacking players on show. You know, the head-to-head form recently, last couple of years, last six, two wins, two draws. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can't pick them in that sense. But I just think Dortmund's experience in this competition, this is the third final in 4 years. Yes, the other two were against Dortmund, against Bayern. They won one, lost one. But, you know, they do have the core of that squad together. Their experience, Klopp's experience, I have to side with them. I think it might be a little bit of an emotional attachment to this Dortmund side that we've seen over the last 5 years, and you know, with Klopp's departure now, we probably will see an end to that. But also, I genuinely do think Wolfsburg are too tired mentally and physically. They don't seem the side that we saw.
They've given their all, haven't they? And they've been competing on so many different fronts, and you just get to a point where you just got nothing left.
It's grueling, isn't it? I mean, we talk Premier League sides with maybe the similar squad size and capacity. I mean, Everton were in the Wolfsburg group, and they battered them home and away. But I mean, Everton finished in the bottom half of the Premier League this season and didn't challenge in any of the cups. You know, Wolfsburg have finished second, battered Bayern at their place at that incredible game at Leverkusen, that 5-4. Mm. They have challenged on every front, but I think they're gone. I think their legs are gone, and I just think Dortmund are freshening up right at the right time.
Okay, I agree with you in terms of goals. I'd personally just take the outright out of it because I think it's going to be really close but fantastic. I had my two bets in the game were both teams to score and over 2.5 goals, which is 5-6. Bit of an enhancement on the both teams to score there. And over 3.5 goals is 7-4. I thought as a single, that's not a dreadful play, but my best bet would be the shorter priced both teams to score and over 2.5. 5-6 seems pretty fair, but what do you reckon?
I agree with pretty much everything you've said. I think the both teams to score alone at 8-15 is, you know, there will be plenty of people doing the both teams to score accumulators this weekend. I think that pretty much has to go in. 8-15 is great. And I like the headline offer of Abu Mayang as well. 3-1. He's got 4 goals in the DFB this season. I think he's the third top scorer. He's pacey. There'll be lots of gaps in this game. I think he could be one to take advantage. So, I like the headline offer. I love the Dortmund both teams to score. And I love goals. I mean, I was looking on the way and I was thinking, how stupid do I get here? Don't answer that, by the way. That is not one of these ones that I want someone tweeting in about. I was looking at over 4.5 at fours. And I was thinking, maybe it's because I saw a 3-2 last night and I thought, ooh, every final can be a 3-2.
In fairness, if you are prepared to back over 3.5 at 7-4, or 4.5 at 4-1,
it's a big jump, isn't it?
You don't often get many games that'll be sort of 2-2 and we'll leave it there. You know, they will kick on. But you are asking a lot.
Of course you are. But, yeah. These guys will give a lot. So, yeah, it's not the worst price in the world. It really isn't. I'm not saying it's an absolute stick-on tip and this is the best one of the game, but
yeah,
those over-goal markets do look good, and they'll look even better if we have a quiet 10 minutes because the prices will drop a bit. And, of course, as you mentioned before, William Hill in play for all these games.
Of course. Okay, so your best bet in that game is?
I think it's Dortmund to win and both teams to score.
Right, okay, and I'll have both teams score over 2.5 at 5-6.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.